Ever feel like the pressure to innovate is just relentless?
Yeah.
Like everyone's saying it, but who actually has the time, right?
And the budget. Let's not forget about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So today we're digging into SAP's latest strategy document, all about their business technology platform.
BTP for short.
BTP it is. We want to see if it lives up to the hype. You know, is it just buzzwords or
real deal?
Yeah. And importantly, what does it actually mean for businesses? Not just theory, but like on the ground impact.
Boots on the ground, getting things done. That's what we want to unpack today.
Exactly. Because who has time for a complete IT overhaul these days? Seriously.
It's like they expect you to just press pause on your entire business.
Right. So to set the stage, this document positions SAP BTP as this big, comprehensive platform as a service.
Yeah.
Expert speaker, help us out here. What are we really talking about?
So, in essence, it's SAP trying to create that one-stop shop for businesses. They want to help companies modernize, you know, keep up with everything that's going on.
Oh, okay. So far, so good. But they use this phrase, opinionated platform as a service. And honestly, kind of sounds intimidating.
Yeah. It's definitely a mouthful.
What does it even mean in plain English? And why should we care?
So it's less about being rigid and more like providing a clear path. Opinionated in this context means SAP is baking in best practices. They've got decades of experience, right? So it's like they're streamlining the methods based on what they've learned.
Okay, so instead of starting from scratch every time.
You're benefiting from their experience. Like, think of it as a well-marked hiking trail versus just going off into the wilderness with no map.
I'd get lost so fast.
Right. You still have flexibility with BTP, but you're less likely to go completely off track.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it actually leads nicely into this technology made for business section. They highlight advantages like always on business context and accelerated business outcomes.
Catchy, right?
They're trying. Can you give us like a concrete example of what that actually looks like in practice?
Absolutely. Let's say you're managing a complex supply chain, lots of moving parts, right? With BTP, real-time data from your logistics network is feeding directly into your planning tools.
So you're always in the loop.
Exactly. Yeah. You have an always updated view of your operations, so you can react to stuff, disruptions, bottlenecks way more effectively.
No more waiting for like a weekly report or something.
Exactly. That's always on business context in action.
Powerful stuff. But what about accelerated business outcomes?
Yeah.
How does SAP BTP deliver on that promise?
So imagine needing to integrate a new system, always a headache, right?
Yeah.
Costly, time consuming.
The worst.
BTP swoops in with pre-built connectors and templates for common business scenarios. It's like a shortcut.
So you're not reinventing the wheel every time.
Exactly. This drastically reduces development time, effort, all of that. So you achieve that desired outcome, launching a service, optimizing a process, whatever it is, way faster.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
100%.
I like it. But it's not just about speed, right? It's also got to be usable. And the document mentions business-friendly experience as a key benefit.
Which is crucial, because we all know how tech can be.
The struggle is real. So how does SAP BTP actually make this approachable for everyone, not just the tech wizards among us? It's one thing to talk about it, but I'm always skeptical until I see the receipts, you know?
Proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So does this document offer any real-world examples of companies achieving these impressive outcomes?
Oh, it does. And they're pretty compelling. Take Hitachi, for instance.
Okay, Hitachi. Big company. I know them.
They were dealing with a classic IT headache, managing a ridiculous number of add-ons within their ERP system, over 9,000.
Over 9,000. That's insane. I can't even imagine. So how'd BTP help with that?
So using BTP and adopting that clean core philosophy we talked about, Hitachi managed to slash those add-ons down to just 520.
Okay, that's a huge GE difference, but what does that translate to practically?
Well, their IT landscape got a whole lot simpler, obviously, but here's the kicker. Their upgrade time went from a year and a half down to a single month.
Whoa, that's got to be a game changer for them.
Agility, responsiveness, all of that. It's like they traded in their old clunker for a sports car.
Love that analogy. Okay, so that's one. What other success stories are in here?
Well, there's this company, Obkopolska, a big convenience store chain in Poland.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So they were looking to streamline their franchise operations, make things more efficient, and reduce their environmental impact at the same time.
Always good to hear about sustainability efforts. So how did they use BTP for that?
They used its integration capabilities to connect their core systems, including this centralized platform for managing all their franchises. And they went almost entirely paperless with their logistics, thanks to BTP.
So, win-win. Good for business, good for the planet.
Exactly. And they actually saw a 30% boost in efficiency after implementing all of this.
That's massive.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are some really solid examples. But let's zoom out a bit, look at the bigger picture. This document talks about four key digital transformation challenges that BTP is designed to tackle.
The big pain points, basically.
Okay. And these feel pretty universal, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. These are things businesses across every industry are struggling with.
So let's break them down one by one. Starting with modernizing IT. What are some of the biggest hurdles companies face here?
Legacy systems are a big one. You know, outdated tech, siloed data, just a whole mess of integrations that don't play nice together. It's like trying to run a marathon in those old shoes you should have thrown out ages ago.
You're going to feel that hard. So how does BTP help companies ditch those metaphorical busted shoes?
It's like a modernization engine, right? It helps streamline those IT landscapes, adopt more agile architectures, create a solid foundation for real innovation. It's about evolving, not starting from scratch.
Modernization without the massive headache.
I like it. Okay, challenge number two. Connecting processes across, let's be honest, often very messy IT landscapes.
Oh, for sure. So many systems that just don't talk to each other.
And that's got to be a nightmare for productivity.
100%.
Yeah.
I imagine you've got marketing using one platform for customer data, another for their email campaigns, and another for social media. It's all disjointed.
Fragmented processes, data silos, so much wasted time.
And frustration. But BTP, it's like the missing link, connecting all those disparate systems no matter where they live. So it's about bringing order to the chaos.
Exactly. Think back to UBCA Polska. They connected their franchise system, logistics, everything, and bam, 30% more efficient.
Seamless integration for the win. Okay, challenge number three, unleashing the power of data. I feel like everyone's talking about data these days.
It's a new gold, right?
But turning that data into something useful, that's the tricky part.
It's like having all the ingredients for an amazing meal, but no idea how to cook.
The recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So how does BTP help companies make sense of all this data? So we've talked about what SAP BTP is, why it matters, but what's next? What does the future hold for this platform?
Well, SAP has big plans, if this document is anything to go by. They're going all in on expanding BTP's global reach, partnering with major cloud providers, setting up data centers in new regions, the works.
So no matter where you are in the world,
yeah,
you can get in on this BTP action.
Exactly. They want to make it accessible to everyone.
I like the sound of that. And what about the user experience? Any exciting developments on that front? I'm all about making tech less intimidating.
They're definitely on the same page. SAP is putting a lot of effort into simplifying things. They're talking about converging their development tools, making it easier for everyone to use, developers and business users alike, because no one needs another overly complex piece of software, right?
Preach. Less complexity, more results. That's the dream. So, besides making it easier to use, what else is in store for BTP?
One of the most interesting things they're investing in is what they're calling advanced enterprise automation. They're combining all the cool stuff BTP can already do, integration, automation, business transformation, and using it to help companies automate even more of their processes, even the really complex ones.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Efficiency and de-automation. Music to my ears.
Uh-huh.
But we can't forget about data, right? It's only becoming more important these days.
Absolutely. Data is king, but only if you can actually use it. And SAP knows that. They're creating a more unified data and analytics experience within BTP, making it easier for businesses to connect to their data no matter where it lives, get a complete view of what's going on, and make smarter decisions faster.
Data without insights is just noise.
100%. And of course, we can't talk about the future of tech without mentioning AI.
All right, AI is everywhere these days. So what's new on the BTP AI front? Give us the inside scoop.
SAP is building what they call a trusted business AI platform. And they're really focusing on making generative AI practical for everyday business tasks. Remember Joule, the AI assistant we talked about earlier?
How could I forget Joule? It feels like SAP has big plans for our AI buddy.
Well, they see Joule as being the go-to guide within BTP, helping you navigate the platform, automate tasks, even generate code. It's pretty remarkable stuff.
Next level, for sure. I'm excited to see how it all plays out. So for our listeners who want to learn more about SAP BTP, where should they go?
We'll be sure to include all the links in the show notes, but a great place to start is the SAP Discovery Center. You can explore what BTP can do, try out some demos, even connect with experts.
Perfect. We'll definitely include that link. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've covered a lot of ground today, from what SAP BTP is and why it matters, to how it can impact businesses of all sizes. But this is just the beginning, really.
The tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. So the question I'll leave you with is this. Considering everything we talked about today, the advancements, the challenges BTP aims to solve, how could this platform change the way you do business in the coming years?
It's a question worth pondering. The business technology landscape is constantly shifting, and platforms like BTP are leading the charge.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of SAP BTP. Until next time.